everyone, and welcome to the final installment of our podcast projects. I'm Hannah, and I'm joined here with Nate, Nicole, and McLean. We also have here with us the director of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum here at Flagler College, Kip Tasey. Kip, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, how did you end up working at Flagler? What has been your journey in theater up to this point?
Flagler came to me just last year. I came to Flagler just last year. So this is my second full year at Flagler College. Before that, I was at University of North Dakota. Really, I've always had my eye on teaching. My undergraduate degree was in music education, and I knew I wanted to be a teacher. Theater came to me later in my undergraduate career, and I went to graduate school in Orlando in 2005 and got my degree there, my MFA, and performed from there up until the year before last when I moved to North Dakota with my family.
Now, there are obviously tons of different musicals that exist that any college has the ability to produce. So what made you choose out of all these possible musicals for them?
So there's a lot of things that need to come into play when making these decisions, especially at an academic institution. So you got to think about the talent pool that you have to draw from, and you also have to think about a show that is going to challenge the students, but also showcase them in their best light. So you want to be able to show their strengths and program to their strengths while challenging them and helping them grow at the same time. Also, Spitfire Grill last year was great, a great experience, a great story, but also not the happiest of stories. So we wanted to do something fun and uplifting and comedic and quickly paced.
So the overall concept for the way you're doing Forum is very, very different from how Forum is usually staged. So why did you choose the specific styles that you did? Like, for instance, how the set is found object, or you're converting the theater here to theater in the round. Why did you choose to do that?
Well, the theater in the round came from the fact that these are collected plays of Plautus, the Roman playwright, comedic playwright. I wanted to stage this production much like his plays would have been in the arena style. So I wanted the audience to experience it that way as well, and I thought that was true to the style of the show. I also thought that staging it in the round would be a lot of fun because the fourth wall is broken so frequently, and I wanted the whole audience to be able to be a part of that. So whenever characters interact with the audience, I wanted more of the audience to be able to experience those interactions in a more, what I think is a more intimate way. As far as the found object, that came out through a conversation with Paul Denayer, the set designer. I know that personally I'm drawn to more pared down aesthetics anyway, more of an actor-driven approach to theater, and being able to tell a story with as little as possible, where the spectacle usually comes from that humans on stage and the actors on stage. And I told Paul I'm really drawn to the aesthetic of Peter and the Starcatcher, for instance. I showed him the pictures, I showed him what I really liked about the look and the aesthetic of it. He goes, "Oh, you mean found object?" And I said, "Okay, great, let's do that." So without Paul, we really wouldn't be where we are in making this aesthetic come to life the way that it really has.
So, as the director of Forum, what exactly are your responsibilities into getting the show on its feet and ready for an audience to view it?
Well, I mean, after, you know, initially you choose the show, then you cast the show, and then we get into rehearsals. And I think I see before the rehearsals even, you've got to get the design team all on the same page. We've got to make sure that we are all on the same page with the concept, with the aesthetic, and make sure that all design elements from the set to the lights to the costumes to whatever other designers you may have on your team are all aligning to the same concept, aesthetic, and vision. So that's number one. Number two, we go into the actual process of rehearsing. At that point, it's getting the whole ensemble, the entire cast, all on the same page, making sure we're telling the same story. And personally, I like to do a lot of table work. We sit down and we go through line by line, scene by scene, and we make sure we understand what every single moment is to our characters and the relationships that each of the characters have to that moment. So we'll identify events, we'll beat out the scene and figure out where the shifts in momentum or thought are. And then once we're all on the same page as an ensemble, then we put it on its feet. At that point, I think most of the time it starts to block itself because everybody understands what's happening. So I think from that point on, it's really my job to just oversee, to keep us on track with the agreement that we all made at the table, the agreement that this is what's happening in our version of the story.
So what would you say, like, your directing style is and other methods you tend to gravitate towards?
I don't know yet. I'm a pretty new director. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what my style or methods is, but I know what I like as an actor, and I like a director who likes to dialogue. I like a director who likes to walk me through a process or through any sort of moments that I may be struggling with, and likes to ask questions and help me come to my own insights. So as a director, I do my best to facilitate any of my help my actors facilitate their own insights. I think I found myself in the last few years since I've come back to teaching, there's kind of three roles I play. There's a teacher, there's a coach, and there's a director. And they all kind of serve three different purposes. Teaching is teaching students or actors how to do this for themselves, you know, teaching to independence, walking them through a process. Coaching is trying to get something as good as it can be as quickly as possible. And I think directing is kind of a mix of those two things.
That's nice. So when you direct, do they are they very, like, persuaded into it, I guess you could say? Are they, it's not hard for them to, like, listen to what you're having to tell them? That makes
sense.
You
know, that really depends on each individual actor. And frankly, it depends on me on any given day, too. If I'm in the right headspace, if I how much sleep I had, am I communicating clearly? Because that's usually the first thing I go to if I've got an actor who's not understanding the direction I'm given, is I immediately go to myself. I'm not communicating this clearly. I have to find a better way to communicate this. So, yeah, it's different actor to actor and day to day.
So if a creative problem does arise, if your actors aren't on the same page with you or not everyone is in the same headspace, how do you deal with that as a director?
So, like, if a scene isn't going
as
we had talked or whatever, mm-hmm. I think I go back to basics. I always go back to, at the very least, what did we talk about at the table? What questions did we ask? What insights did we come to? What event did we identify as happening in this moment? You know, what are these characters going through? What are their relationships to the event? But beyond that, I go back to always the given circumstances and just helping them understand the size of caring that's necessary for something like that. Because quite often, I think if something isn't reading as authentic or honest, actors tend to just not care enough about what their character is going through in that moment. So helping them remember that this is a big deal. The stakes are very high here. And I think that seems to be a common conversation, regardless of style.
What were your hesitations going into the process, and have they been assuaged as rehearsals go on?
Many, and yes, they have. I think, honestly, directing in the round, well, first of all, this show by itself, as is a lot to deal with. It's quickly paced. It's the farce style, so there's always tons of people entering and exiting at all times, trying to keep everything making sense and hitting the punchlines, landing all the jokes. There's a lot to deal with just there. But then add into it the fact that we decided to put it in the round and this found object aesthetic, where we have to make this world out of random objects we find. Those were my biggest concerns going into it. And I kept asking myself, why did you do this? And it honestly was probably last week that I was first, that was the first time I really started to feel like it's going to work. This is all working. I'm really excited about this now. But up until then, I was definitely concerned and wondered why I bit off so much.
If you could cast yourself as any character in the play, I know you said you definitely have a background in acting, who would you play?
I think Hysterium would be a lot of fun. I think I'm more drawn vocally to the character of Miles, and it would be fun to live as large as Miles does. But I also am really drawn to the Proteans. They're the characters that play five or six roles throughout the entire show. They're always switching roles, and I think that would be a whole lot of fun.
All right, Kip, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciated all of your insight.
Well, thank you. I was happy to be here.
Thanks.
You can see Forum March 8th through the 12th in Lewis Auditorium. Wednesday through Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday is a 2 p.m. matinee. Tickets are free for Flagler students, faculty, and staff, $5 for non-Flagler students, and $20 for general admission. The show is also a co-curricular for Flagler students. Come out and see this wonderful and hilarious production.